Glory, hallelujah. The power of God will rest upon you this Saturday, the 25th day of March 2017, in the name of Jesus. May God multiply the wisdom, his wisdom upon your life. May you increase from glory to glory. May God make a way for you where there seems to be no way. Let the finances, your finances, begin to run high. I command a steady flow of blessing into your finances. Every debt that is threatening you, let it be canceled. The power to pay up every debt, let it come upon you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. This is Joseph Adenunga, the pastor of Prevailing Church of Christ, Bethlehem, South Africa. I'm here again, as usual, to bless you with the word of God, to motivate and to inspire you. As you know, it's one of the things I love to do because God sent me to do it. And I do this. Some people even started like this to do this daily broadcast. They can't because they are not sent. Hallelujah. But when God sends you, you are going to do it. You need to know what God has sent you to do. And that's why I'm talking on this topic, the importance of knowing who you are. And today, right now, I'm going to read from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm just going to read from verse 12. And it says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many." Verse 15. "If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where were the smelling? But now, God has set members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now, are they many members, yet but one body? And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow the more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness." Hallelujah. Let me stop there. What God is trying to say there, God is trying to tell you that there are so many members in our body, and also in the body of Christ as Christians, and in this world, we are all one body of Christ. We are Christian, one body of Christ. Even though we may have different denomination, you may have your ministry, I have my ministry, yet all these are one body in Christ. Hallelujah. But what God is saying is that everybody have his own function. Every member have their own function. The eyes have its own function. The ear have its own function. The mouth have its own function. The hand have its own function. You cannot walk with your hand, you walk with your leg, because the hand have its own function and the leg have its own function. The leg cannot envy the hand and say, I want to be like the hand. No, it's not going to work. Hallelujah. And so you may be a member of the church. You cannot envy your pastor and say, no, I want to be a pastor. Now, except God calls you to be a pastor and put you under training to be a pastor in the future, you don't need to envy a pastor. The pastor have his own, he have his own assignment. He have his own function. He has his own duty. And you as a member, you have your own duty. You have your own function. You do what you are called to do. I do what I am called to do. And we put it together. It will make the body to move forward. Hallelujah. And that is why yesterday I was telling you that whatever you are called to do, stay in your calling. Whatever assignment you have been given to do, stay in that assignment. Don't try to be like me. Don't try to be like somebody. Don't try to copy somebody. Don't try to bury your individuality in order to become like somebody else. It will not work. Hallelujah. A hand, the hand cannot say, no, I want to be walking on the ground. I want to be like the leg. That hand will be destroyed. Hallelujah. Don't copy somebody. That's what that place is saying. And that's why the Bible says that we are not of them that compare themselves with themselves. For those that compare themselves among themselves are not wise. If you want to be like somebody else, you are not wise. Even if you try to be like somebody else, you will not be like that person. Because you are unique. Everyone is created unique. There is no two people exactly the same on the face of the earth. That's why our fingerprints are not equal. And that's why when a crime is committed, if they can get the fingerprints of that person, they are going to get that person. They will not mistake him for another. Hallelujah. So you are unique. You have a unique assignment. You have a unique work that God has sent you in this world to do. Face that work. Face that assignment. Develop yourself. Be yourself. We are all one members. And I used to say this, and I'm going to repeat it in this forum right now, that somebody who is a pastor is not better than somebody who is a member. Hallelujah. Because the pastor is given his own assignment and the member is given his own assignment. You are not better because you are a pastor. You are not better because you are the general overseer of a church. The general overseer of a church is not better than the pastor under him. The general overseer is performing the function and the duty that God gave him to perform. The pastor working in a branch under him is performing his own duty. You know that in heaven, when God will reward, that pastor under the general overseer could get more crowns and reward than the general overseer. It all boils down on faithfulness. How faithful you are with the assignment that God gave you. Don't envy nobody. Don't try to be like somebody. Hallelujah. Because when you do that, you miss out on the fun of being yourself, of being who you are. God, who created you, an ordinary member of the church, knows why you are like that. If you are faithful in that one that he gave you, he can set you over much. Hallelujah. Amen. You are not inferior to nobody. Nobody is better than you. Somebody can be the president of your nation. He's not better than you. He's just performing the role that God has called him to perform. You perform the role that God has called you to perform. If you are faithful in your role, it may be a small role, yet God is going to reward you more than him. Because he has a bigger role, but he's not faithful in that bigger role. But if you are faithful in the small role that God has called you to be, you are going to be blessed. Stop blaming yourself. Stop looking down on yourself. Stop thinking that you are inferior to anybody. You are not inferior to anybody. You are as good as anybody. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to understand this, and God is going to bless you. Thank you for listening. I believe God has blessed you. Go to our website to listen to more of my messages. The website is www.pastorjosephadenuga.podomatic.com. Another website is www.triggersforsuccess.com. Four as in figure four. Triggersforsuccess.com. Go there. You'll see more messages and you'll be blessed. If you have an iPad, just type my name, Sunday Joseph Adenuga, in your iPad, and you are going to, you know, receive my podcast. I have podcasts on iPad that is more than 50, more than even 100 podcasts of messages like this that can bless you. Thank you for listening. This is Pastor Joseph Adenuga signing out this Saturday and saying, be blessed and remain blessed.